This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to a Christmas Blizzard Watch Gratitude Edition of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, so we can begin with our gratitude for you for entrusting us as a resource for news, information, and opinion on this very program. Hi, everybody. My name is Scott Hannon, host of the radio program, flying solo today other than my frequent wing partner behind the controls, the one and only Manny. Manny will take your calls when you call today at 800-228-0550. We're going to give you a chance to do some Christmas greetings. And the best Christmas greetings are going to win Christmas presents today on the program. Yes. So get ready to share a little Christmas gratitude. Give you the microphone so you can issue a Christmas greeting to whoever you'd like to issue a Christmas greeting to. As long as it's some form of gratitude, right? We want to keep the spirit of the season going here. The Blizzard Watch part of what we will do today on the program includes, first up here, J.P. Martin, National Weather Service Bismarck office. We'll also talk with Greg Gust, National Weather Service Grand Forks office. And these guys cover a lot of the Northern Plains and can really give us a sense of the forecast on the snow through Monday and where the impacts are going to be and the disruption to travel and adverse conditions for livestock and all those things you need to be concerned about with the blizzard and the heavy snow coming in as hazards that we will be watching. So we're very interested in making sure you have all the information you need to plan your holiday travel as well. Brought to you today by special edition of this pre-Christmas edition, Vince Webker and his team at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. They are closing tomorrow, obviously closing Sunday. So it's not often a business just said, nope, we're done. They're shutting down for the weekend. This is the last day of the Christmas season, meaning last chance for you to have a Carson Wentz Christmas and get yourself a hot spring spa, old house and pool table, game table, all the fun things, okay? So we'll tell you about that with Vince coming up a little later on in the program, too. Without any further ado, let's get J.P. Martin on the phone, meteorologist from National Weather Service Bismarck. Merry Christmas to you, J.P.
Scott, Merry Christmas to you, and boy, it's going to be wider than you ever imagined for our Christmas this time around.
Wow, unbelievable. One of the reasons I decided to add Greg Gust next hour is because Greg does a lot of work with the flood side of things, and I'm starting to think that way, given how we seem to be a little on the high, and I know it's early, but high on the snowfall amounts here for early in the year. So you told us when we first chatted about this earlier in the week, look, pretty sure this is going to be an event. Don't know how much snow and exactly where, but this thing's tracking to stay on track. Has anything changed at all in this storm?
I'll tell you, Scott, if anything, things are coming more together for this to be a very, very significant impact on the Northern Plains. And listen, I want to start a little bit different than I typically do with our interviews. I want to start not with with how much snow there's going to be or the wind or the blizzard and things like that. What I want to do is tell your listeners that they have today and tomorrow. They have all day, the rest of today and all day tomorrow to do whatever they need to do to prepare for what's going to be a very, very major significant impact on the Northern Plains and all of the state of North Dakota, beginning early Christmas morning, Sunday morning, and continuing through Monday morning. If you have travel plans, you'll have no problem getting where you want to go today or tomorrow. You want to be where you want to be by Saturday night. If you have travel plans on Christmas Day or on Monday, you need to be ready to change those plans. Right now we've got the Blizzard Watch posted all the way from this side of the Black Hills, all across western South Dakota, the whole state, almost the whole state of North Dakota, and on into northwest Minnesota. Again, it's a watch right now, but here's what I would expect to do with that, Scott. If the model guidance comes in this morning and keeps like it's been trending towards a common solution, we'll be upgrading to a warning before mid-afternoon today.
Wow. Yep. So is everything you thought it was going to be, and maybe even, as you say, a little bit more. So
exactly right. And listen, we don't want to. I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm not trying to hype anything. I just want your listeners to know that the confidence of the forecasters here at the National Weather Service is very, very high that there's going to be major significant impacts from this storm. Not hyping anything. I'm not trying to scare you. I just want to make sure that your listeners do whatever they need to do to prepare for this storm.
Yeah, and when you talk about impacts, we're talking about obviously dangerous travel, right?
Exactly right. Dangerous, Scott, if it's even possible. We're expecting, listen, we've got out there officially right now, across the state, let's just say 6 to 12 inches of snow. I think that 6 is on the way too low end. I'm working on possibly getting that, get those amounts raised up. We're waiting for that new data to come in. And I'm not going to be surprised at all if we get some 15-inch snow reports. Couple that, Scott, with 40-mile-an-hour wind, you've got a blizzard where you can't see out in open country. You can't see some feet down the road. It's going to be whiteout conditions, especially out there in open country.
Your advice was to use today and tomorrow to just do whatever you need to do. And obviously there's adverse conditions for livestock. There's, the Christmas element here with travel that will be going on. So everybody knows what it is they need to do. But if they're going to do it, they do it today and tomorrow. Where do you see the other side of that getting to the point where, okay, if I got socked in for Christmas at, a particular spot, I'm not going anywhere till Tuesday? When is it the light at the end of the tunnel on this one?
Right. Yeah. Listen, getting started with the snow Sunday morning, Christmas morning, the wind I don't think is going to really kick in till mid or late afternoon on Sunday. So it'll be snowing Sunday morning into the afternoon, not much in the way of wind, and then that wind is going to kick in. That wind will keep up. We'll be in full blizzard, I think, right through Sunday night. I would say by noon Monday across the western half of North Dakota, the snow will be done. The wind will be dying out. It'll be continuing, though, in the Red River Valley and on into Minnesota. Those bad conditions will be continuing right through Monday afternoon. So, it'll be what our snowplow operators get out there and how they can get things cleaned up. In this case, we are not in the road. We don't have any control on road closed or no travel advised and things like that. That's up to the North Dakota Department of Transportation and also up to county sheriffs to advise no travel when they feel that's necessary. But I would fully expect that we'll be having a lot of counties advising no travel. And I suspect if things work out, Scott, with the picture I have in my mind right now, I suspect we'll have some major highways shut down across parts of North Dakota.
So, I guess what I was getting at is Monday just check it off? It's just going to be too much of a mess, and really plan on Tuesday if you're going anywhere. Is it let up at all Monday at any part of the region here enough to have somebody hit the road, do you believe?
The only thing I can think of is the eastern part of Montana on into that far western counties of North Dakota. Things may be letting up enough that you can get out there. Again, that's dependent on if the snowplow operators have gotten out ahead of you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas. We'll let you get back to it. And, of course, we'll be here 24/7 watching this and keeping everybody updated on all of it as well. So thanks
Merry
so
Christmas,
much, JP.
Scott. Listen, be safe. Your listeners, be safe out there, okay?
Yes, sir. You as well. And appreciate all the good work of all the folks at the National Weather Service. They can't sleep on Christmas with weather conditions like this. Quite the busy schedule. Thanks so much. Appreciate it very much. All right, couple calls waiting to weigh in here. Michael in Tioga, there's a good community to hear from. What's on your mind today, Michael?
Hi, Scott. Just wanted Christmas greetings and wishes to law enforcement, fire, and first responder personnel, as well as our military. Those are the men and ladies that just keep us safe and are the first ones on the scene when we need them the most.
Boy, you couldn't be more right. Unbelievable. I mean, today we want to be about gratitude, and your Christmas greeting is to anybody that you're grateful for. Who do you want to give a shout out to that maybe you haven't or don't get a chance to? And I tell you, in New York City when we were there with a bunch of listeners earlier this month, a lot of our group would go out of their way to find police officers, which were everywhere, of course, in New York City, to say, we appreciate you. And I was just so impressed with it. I mean, I always tend to do it a little more quietly, but I think it's however you choose to do it, it's so important to do it. Very good point, Michael. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thanks, Scott.
especially with everything they're going through. Winnipeg, Craig, what's on your mind?
Hey, morning, Scott. I just want to wish you and all your listeners in North Dakota, which being up here in Manitoba, I consider North Dakota as neighbors and friends, a very Merry Christmas and a all the best in 2017 for everybody out there.
Right back to you, Craig. Absolutely. Appreciate that very much.
I listen to you any chance I get, I can, and I just love your show.
I won't tell anybody at CJOB that you're listening to us instead. So,
yeah, well, maybe you can actually teach CJOB something then.
Oh my goodness! I used to listen to CJOB and Winnipeg Jet games with Kirk Kielback calling the games. I love Kirk Kielback. He is one of the best. Yeah.
Yeah, he's definitely an icon here.
Okay.
And for gratitude, I am. You know what? Every day that I wake up and God has blessed me with another day, I am grateful for that.
Grateful for life. Good for you, Craig. Appreciate the call. Thanks so much. Our best to our friends in Winnipeg. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550 with your Christmas gratitude.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Logan, Stark, Emmons, Ramsey, and Cavalier counties in North Dakota, and crop and hunting land auctions in Clay and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live First. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset Jeans, here to wish you all a Merry Christmas. For over 20 years, we have built a loyal customer base with 100% American-made jeans featuring enhanced fit, comfort, durability, and style. Today, all of our inventory is discounted by 20%, so don't delay. Enjoy a wonderful shopping experience at Gusset.com. Thanks for keeping our American dream alive, the original Diamond Gusset Jean.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Well, Frank Sinatra action on.
Good night.
What's on your mind? Christmas edition of the program as we count down to.
But if you really hold
the greatest day.
All the way home, I'll be.
The greatest season.
The fire is slow.
On the planet Earth.
And my dear,
celebrating the birth of a Savior.
Brian.
Glad to have you back, friends, on What's on Your Mind, Friday edition. And if you are traveling, encountering any kind of road conditions that your neighbors ought to know about or fellow motorists ought to know about, let us know at 800-228-0550. I don't know about you, but when you hear J.P. Martin, you say, okay, this isn't one of those where they're telling us this could be bad, but it's not really going to be all that bad. So now I really better pay attention. And I thought his advice saying, look, Saturday, today and tomorrow, 2 days to get done what you need to get done. Get ready for this, because it is coming. Early this morning, a Tunisian man wanted in connection with the truck attack on that Berlin Christmas market earlier this week that left 12 people dead, was killed by the Italian police. There was a shootout on the outskirts of Milan. His name is Anas Amri. Anas Amri reminds me of something I'm grateful for, that I think rather than calling ISIS JV, rather than fulfilling political promises and not understanding the significance of this enemy, we have a president set to be inaugurated in less than 20 days, largely because the American people said, get tough on this. Don't let this happen anymore. And ISIS is spiking the football right now in the end zone over what happened at that Berlin market attack. ISIS is spiking the football. In fact, put out a video saying, that's our guy. Way to go. And there's no longer any questions about whether this was an ISIS planned attack or ISIS involved attack or anything else. It is. And all of these are intended to terrorize not only Berlin, but think San Bernardino, think Orlando. And as we let our defenses down, the likelihood of this happening here increases all the time, unless you cut the head of the snake off. So I'm going to say that while we're talking gratitude. We are blessed to have a new sheriff very, very soon. Very important. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. You can also call our 24/7 line at 855-200-1776. You can text me at 701-367-2054. Todd, the radio god, Mitchell's down in the Twin Cities having a Christmas. And Matt Revtai, who we call Rev here, is our producer. He's back home in Pittsburgh enjoying his time with family for the holiday. And Manny and I are toughing it out. My wife and daughter already headed bright and early for Grand Forks this morning. And myself and Alex and Hannah headed there a little later on today after the program. What I wanted to do today, I need to tell you about MyPillow, and then I'll tell you how you can win one. I'd love it if you just buy one right now. Just don't put it off any longer, because this is one of the best products that I have had the honor of talking about over the longest period of time, and I have enjoyed every second of it because I know every word of what I say is true. And when I don't want you to have to hear my words, I find other folks that are satisfied customers. Shauna is one of those. She sent us a note, said, you know, I was kind of skeptical that a pillow would make any kind of difference. But now I can sleep through the night without waking from face pain, and teeth grinding. Today I ordered two more pillows for my kids so they too may enjoy a good night's rest. Thank you for making me a believer. How about that? And the four-pack special, $99.98, two premium, two go-anywhere pillows, savings of all is $200. Yours if you call 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, or mypillow.com, promo code Scott. Money-back guarantee. There's a 10-year warranty. Not a lot of risk in ordering one of these pillows, because if you don't like it, you can ship it back, but you're going to like it. Trust me. And I am selecting, as we did last week with your Christmas music suggestions and your bison score predictions. I'm going to select the best 10 stories. Let's do it that way today, should we? Frederick, you up for that? The best 10 stories. And then we'll put the top 10. We'll send it out on a little email. We actually are starting a new news email blast. If you'd like to be included on that, send me an email, scotth@flagfamily.com, scotth@flagfamily.com, and we'll send you that in a little newsletter every noon hour. Kind of the best highlights of the program. We'll take the best 10 from today. I'll send those out, and you'll get a pillow. Now, if you text me your answer, you need to include your address in that. If you email me your answer, you need to include your address in that. So we can mail you the certificate you use to go online and get your pillow. And they'll ship one right to you. Simple as that. Okay? So email studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Text 701-367-2054. Call us on the air. 800-228-0550. Or if you'd like to just leave a message and say your piece and have it be done in a voicemail, you can do that too. 855-200-1776, extension 1. Okay, so there's all your options. Now, here's what you're answering. We're doing a little gratitude today on the program. What are you most grateful for? If there is someone in your life that you would like to show gratitude for, give us a little Christmas greeting for them. And what you'll do is get us thinking about that a little bit. All right? 800-228-0550 to call it in. By voicemail at 855-200-1776, extension 1. I'm not giving the numbers again now, folks. So I hope you're writing these down. Email studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. And I guess I gave my personal email out too. That one works as well. scott@flagfamily.com. Either one. And if you want the new news report from What's On Your Mind, make note of that in the email. But share what you're grateful for. Tell us what you're most grateful for. And answer me this question. I want to talk about this when I come back after a break here. Why is it that the people we love most, that we're obviously most grateful for, we have the most gratitude towards, we tell the least? Well, like only in special occasions. Why is that? Anybody answer me that question? More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. Best of the best in wheat and soybean research and marketing workshops will be held Tuesday, January 31st at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead and Wednesday, February 1st at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks. Researchers and extension specialists from North Dakota State University and the University of Minnesota will deliver the most current research information to help farmers make better management decisions on farms. One of the highlights will be hands-on demonstrations where farmers get a closer look at important production and marketing tools. These sessions are free and co-sponsored by North Dakota Soybean Council. CEU credits are available and pre-registration is encouraged. To register, log on to smallgrains.org and click on the Best of the Best link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
But you knew that already, Manny, didn't you? With the classic...
I assume so, yes.
What a voice right there. Did you see what happened with Andrea Bocelli? He is evidently Met and Donald Trump, big fan of his. The two of them met somewhere along the way, so Donald Trump says, would you perform at the inaugural? He says yes, and crazy, loony, whacked-out left-wing fans went nuts on him and said, never coming to your show again, da da da. So now he's backed out of performing at the inaugural, believe it or not. That's happening. So I don't know, is Andrea Bocelli still on our list? He does a good version of this, too, by the way. Incredibly talented. Impossible not to like the guy, even if that was a boneheaded move by somebody. Probably some agent or something. You better not go. Think how many more fans he would have had, because he's actually, you know, before a whole new group of folks now. But anyway, whatever. Bruce in Valley City has a little gratitude to share with us on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Bruce. You're up.
Good morning. I'd like to express gratitude for the organization Service Dogs for America in Judd. My wife is a dog trainer down there. I've never needed a service dog myself, but I've seen so many examples on how people's lives are just totally changed. People with PTSD from military experiences, sexual trauma, people with physical disabilities. It's just been a real change in a lot of people's lives, so I appreciate that organization.
And they're in Judd, you said?
Yes, sir. It's a small facility down in Judd, which is south of Jamestown.
And what's the name of the group?
Service Dogs for America.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, no, that's an incredible thing. I have a friend, Ruben, Elijah Penske, who does some amazing work in that area, and he has shown me firsthand what what a dog can do to, you know, calm folks, especially with veterans of PTSD, and it's just, it works. It's fabulous. So those are great organizations to support for sure. You see Ruben every now and then in front of Walmarts, and that is like a ministry for him. It's really worked very well, and I'm glad Walmart lets him go there. Right? However you end up supporting these groups, support them. They do good work. Thanks for doing that, Bruce. Appreciate it very much.
Okay. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Here's the question I asked before the break, and I'd love your help answering this question. And I was talking to our daughter about it last night. I said, why do you think at Christmas time, you know, a little bit of tension, and sometimes the people you love the most, family members and stuff, you're the meanest. You know, you see people be mean to each other, to loved ones, family members. And I forget the incident that prompted it. Nothing in our family, of course. But anyway, she says, well, that's easy, Dad. It's because it's the people you're most comfortable with. So if you're comfortable with somebody, then you don't, you know, you sort of just let your guard down. And people that are total strangers, oh, yes, nice to meet you. How are you? Yeah, good to see you. But it is a little bit odd. And I think that, you know, my own family probably wouldn't appreciate me sharing the story. But my brother, Chris, has been in the news lately and has been struggling with an addiction. And he's actually at a treatment center and actually going to be at a treatment center through the Christmas holiday. And we had a family conversation yesterday, conference call from the treatment center with my family members. So there's four of us, okay? And my mom is in a memory care unit. My dad passed away in 2009, and there's four of us. And so we're talking about Chris, and I guess better. And the counselor at the addiction place says, now, Chris wanted to start by, before we talk about how the recovery is going and what happens after and all that, to just say that he has one kind of simple wish, and that is that he wants to make sure that, you know, we spend more time together as a family. We meaning I'm you know, Chris and his siblings, right? And wants to know what you guys think about that. So this prompted kind of an interesting discussion, as you might imagine. But it got me to thinking, and I'm sure that I'm talking to people in this audience who have gone through the same thing. Addictions in families tend to cause you to hunker down. In other words, I got married at 37 years of age, all right? And my idea of normal when I got married was very different than what it is today. And that's because I had the benefit now of seeing a normal family and a family that wasn't infected by addiction, who didn't have that poison that was there. My dad was an alcoholic, and he stopped drinking, you know, but then kind of kept a lot of the addictive behavior, you know, until he died, really. And it sometimes was very mean. Well, that was really the addiction, right? That really was. Well, now I am a dad with three kids and a wife that I need to protect. And so, you know, there's only so many times that, you know, your dad is mean to your wife and your kids that you go, no more. You know what I mean? You know, still love you. Still going to call you on Christmas. Still going to stop by, but it's not going to be the same. We're not going to, you know, we're going to pretend we're one happy family here because we're not. Okay? And I have to do that as a dad. Now, I was able to better understand and put all those pieces together because I saw a normal family. And actually, that's one of the things I'm very grateful for. I love every member of my family, flaws and all. I'm not, you know, it is what it is. Things happen for a reason. I'm not going to go back and look back and say, oh, why didn't you do this different? Why did you? Whatever. Warts and all, I love them. Okay? And I have mine. Nope, no big deal. Now, so over here, I see another family and my wife's family, and I say, I want to emulate that. So I'm going to do that as the head of household. Until we get our family closer to that, I have to have a wall there. I just have to have a wall. So I explained a version of that yesterday and said, Chris, you know, it's a great idea. And would I like to spend more time with you and our siblings? Of course. No doubt about it. But it has to be healthy. And part of that is now you've chosen to get help and get better. You can be part of that. You can recognize what's healthy and what's not and all work to that. You can't obviously snap the finger. But I thought of that when I was thinking about today's show on gratitude, because I am very grateful for my wife and her family and what they taught me. Not only because my wife's my wife, and obviously I love my wife, and I love our kids, and I'm grateful for that. But I also am grateful for the extended family because it showed me a path to say what's right. Now, what I've learned in all of that is there was a time that I would be bitter about all of that a little bit. You know, I'm not one that holds grudges or anything else, but, you know, for me, it was part sad and it'd be mad that my dad was like he was and then caused all this ripple effect. And then you go back and understand growing up, all those things. But that proves nothing. That solves nothing. I mean, the thing to do is to say, hey, I love you, but I can't spend time with you until you understand the harm how you are affects my family, right? Just meet it head on. And I also think, you know, I don't know why it is that those that we're closest to that we don't treat better than we do. And I don't doubt that my dad in heaven, hopefully now, understands, you know, what the addictions cause. And, you know, and his dad was worse. And I always say he's the best dad he could be because growing up, his dad was awful to him. And then later his mom was an alcoholic and she was awful to him. I mean, it's just, you know, it comes from all those bad decisions. But you know what? We all have different crosses to bear. How you react to them is the answer. And I don't think the answer is being mean, you know, and I don't think, you know, I just don't know, you know, why it is. If I had to pick one thing today to say I wish I could change, it would be the fact that the people we love the most, we should always treat the best. You shouldn't treat the doorman and, you know, the person at the convenience store better than you treat your own family, the people that you love the most. Doesn't mean you have to be nice to everybody, but, you know, treat the people you love the best and bite your tongue, especially Christmas time. Now, I'm not preaching here, folks, because I'm just sharing. I'm just sharing a story and telling you for whatever it's worth. I'm no better at this than the people I'm suggesting do it differently. But I just think it's a good time of year to kind of process that a little bit, work through it in our own minds and deal with it a little differently. Because, you know, if we choose gratitude and we choose to recognize those around us that we love and tell them so, you change everything. You know, gratitude changes everything. So it's really powerful to do. And sometimes we don't just look around us. We started this question on Facebook, just asking, what are you grateful for this Christmas? You know, little gratitude check, little Christmas greeting. And the answers are what you expect this time of year. My family. My wife, good friends and family. So my question is, how do we treat them all year long? I get the Christmas card, bright little note. I get the Christmas present under the tree. I get the, it's Christmas, let's be in the Christmas spirit. I think it's a good time to set a course for the next year to say, I'm going to do this all year. Kathleen said she's most grateful for the fact that she was in a position to help others this year. That's cool. Noel, who has a profile picture that says green, yes, who went to Aloha High, says he's most grateful for religious freedom to not celebrate pagan rituals. Like, it's fair to say he's not in the Christmas spirit, proudly. But all opinions are welcome here. Kathy says, my husband. Carol says, health, mine and the family's. Good one. Shelley says, I'm very grateful for the Bismarck PD and Detective Brandon Rask for saving my daughter's life. Another shout out for the men in blue. I love it. What are you most grateful for? Send me your best ones. You might win a MyPillow today because we're playing Santa Claus here today. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Or text us, 701-367-2054. More after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC Executive Director Chuck Claremont discussing the role of the North Dakota Safety Council in helping businesses gain access to quality, affordable safety training.
The part that I think is so unique with the North Dakota Safety Council, too, is we combine the quality
with the affordability, and that's the part that may not be stated in our mission, but we strive for that every day to say, not only do we want to make a quality training out there, we want to make an abundance of quality training out there, we want to make it affordable so that everybody can attend, whether it's a conference or whether it's any safety event. And I think that's one thing that stands out when I think of the North Dakota Safety Council.
The NDSC's 44th Annual Safety and Health Conference is February 20th through 23rd in Bismarck. To learn about discounts available to NDSC members and WSI policyholders, go to www.ndsc.org. That's www.ndsc.org.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, mold, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holidays to you.
One of the greatest voices ever.
Right there.
It's the holiday season.
Always wanted to get down to the Andy Williams Theater in Branson, Missouri. Never made it happen. Even have relatives down that way. Actually, Maria has a cousin that lives down there, and I wanted to get down there badly. Never did, now Andy's no longer here. Back on What's On Your Mind, 11 before the top of the hour, and here's a call came in during the break.
Hey, Scott, Todd, everybody there behind the scenes, Merry Christmas to everyone. Merry Christmas to our deployed veterans. Merry Christmas to all of our law enforcement and first responders. And just a quick note, I think Mr. Trump should ask Neil Diamond to perform. I'm quite sure he won't. Merry Christmas, everyone, and have a Happy New Year.
I like that idea. I like Neil Diamond. We got a little Neil Diamond Christmas music going here. There's another texter says, You know this already, but I'm grateful for Cameron, my son. He gives me the drive to try to be a better dad, better person every day. That's worthy of a MyPillow Christmas present. On the way. For you and Cameron, by the way. I wouldn't want either one of you to be without. So let's have it, folks. 800-228-0550. Lola in Lemoore. You're next on What's on Your Mind. What are you grateful for this Christmas, Lola?
I am so grateful for my three boys are in the military. They're all home now. Two of their wives are in the military. They're home. One is out there with the protesters right now, but they probably, hopefully, be down here for Christmas.
Now, when you say they're home, are they like on holiday leave and deployed?
They're all National Guards, so they've been in Iraq, and one has been in Iraq and Afghanistan, and they live in Mandan, and one lives at Lakota, so they work full-time military. My oldest son just retired. He was Command Sergeant Major of North Dakota for a while, and he was with NATO and in Iraq, and now he's home, and he can come down for Christmas.
Wow. Nothing would make a mom happier than that, right? Have all the boys right there.
Right. They have. And I've got, 10 granddaughters and one grandson, and they will all be here, too.
Fantastic. Well, that's great. You wish them a Merry Christmas from us. You tell them thank you for your service. And I'm grateful you're listening and able to prepare for a Christmas with your boys safe and sound home for the holiday.
I listen to you all the time.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate that. Thanks,
okay.
Lola.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. Lola and Lemoore. That sounds like a Twitter handle, doesn't it? Lola and Lemoore. I like that. Shelley and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Hi. I just wanted to say, first of all, I'm grateful for you and listening to you on air. My husband is the one that started listening to you, and you hit my heart today when you guys were talking about the family and with addiction and just making sure to be grateful and give everything that you have. My dad passed away about the same time and also had much of the ism. And we are a family of recovery that is just, God does for you what you can't do for yourself. And it's just amazing, the faith. That's all it takes, as I said, is a seed of faith. And God's grace just kind of comes pouring through you. And in our family, it's almost like when we get to give that grace away to everybody, which grace stands for God's riches at Christ's expense. And it's blessings, everything to be grateful for. You get to give them away, and you just are blessed back tenfold. So, you really hit home. I had tears rolling, and I was cutting onions for my salad, but it really was real tears.
But you could blame the onions anyway, right? No, that's so true. And, you know, a lot of that stuff can really ruin a Christmas, and it can really just make you angry, and you get caught up in all of it rather than just trying to break through all of it and start fresh and, you know, and recognize the enemy is the addiction, right? It's not the person. It's not the one you love. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, I've seen so many people actually recover and still in it. I'm actually a big member of, not to bring it all up, but the whole friend of Bill's and the 12-step program. And it really just reminds you again that, you know, God's basically the master builder, and he's never going to be done building us into who he wants us to be. In fact, in this whole world with all the animosity that can still go around, sometimes I just even have to stop and say, God, help me see them and this world and everything through your eyes. And when you just stop for a while, then you see everybody through his eyes, which is just, it's still beautiful. No matter what, he's still in charge and he's got good plans. Kind of like in Jeremiah 29:11, his plans are still for good for all of us. And I am just very blessed mom. I have a grandson who's 15 months old. I have a son who's been in recovery, which, you know how the addiction can almost just take you somewhere else. And one thing that was said is he was so grateful that he has parents that are in recovery to actually never give up on him, even when they give up on themselves. And one time it was told that it's like most people that have addictions, they're not trying to go around the world trying to hurt other people. They're pretty content just hurting themselves. But the ism stands for like I, self, and me. And they say when you finally get out of yourself and that hole in your heart, you've been trying to fill it with drugs, alcohol, food, whatever, you let God come in there and he just cleans you up from the inside out and starts making you into who you wanted you to be in the first place. So God bless you guys. You guys have an awesome program. You made me remember my dad. He actually found recovery close before he died. And, you know, my dad turned into a humble, lovable man before he passed on in heaven. And it was just amazing. All we need to do is keep the faith.
Absolutely. So. Shelly, thanks so much for a great story. Appreciate it very much. Merry Christmas to you and yours. And sorry we made you cry, but glad you called. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Best place ever to shop for the best Christmas ever because you have some fun things to put a bow on. Like the old halls and game tables. Tell me about it.
I know I'm a sales guy, but it is the best pool table made, period. And here's the fun thing about Olhausen. They'll not only customize your own pool table, whatever you want on it, however you want it stained, whatever wood you want to use, but they can make a matching shuffleboard table, matching foosball table, matching game table. They can do the whole thing for you. So their whole room can be done specifically and designed specifically how you and your family want it.
You sell more Bison logos or UND logos?
Bison right now. When the Fighting Sioux were out there, it was definitely more Fighting Sioux tables. But, you know, right now, I'd give the edge to the Bison.
Vikings tables, they've got them all. And, folks, right now is the time to buy because no interest, no payments for a year. Play now, pay later. Bubble hockey, air hockey, darts, foosball, pool tables, too, at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Is there a stock market bubble in the making?
You need an early warning system for your investments because you work too hard to be surprised by your money. Now, guarding your wealth has never been easier. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping. It works for all accounts, whether you work with us or not. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, I'm Dr. Craig Sammet from Anthem. Did you know that premature birth is the number one cause of death of babies? That's why the Anthem Foundation is working with the March of Dimes to fight to end premature birth and birth defects. But you can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in the newborn intensive care unit. Together, we can help save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.